In this week's parasha, it discusses the mechir of Yaakov with Esav that he sold the bechira for a nezid adoshim. So the Velt asks, lechayr there should be a problem on mekach tois, lechayr should be a type of a no. He sold away the bechira for nothing, for a nezid adoshim. What did he sell it for? Famous kasha. And the teretz might be equally as famous, but it's a kedai to say over. There are actually a number of teretz, but Chaim Shmulevitz was fond of saying this teretz. His teretz was the following. Based on the Chavetz Chaim, it's straight that the Rishoyim b'Olam Hazeh are going to be paid back all their schusim in Olam Hazeh. Machenkin tzedikim faket their schus is shomer lasad lovay. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim, if a schar mitzvah is immeasurable, a schar mitzvah is Olam Haba, is more than kochay Olam Hazeh, how's it shayach that the Rishoyim, they did some mitzvahs, they did some ma'asim tovim, how's it shayach that they should be paid back all their good deeds in this world with worldly pleasures? It's impossible. And that the Chofetz Chaim said a rizigah yisoid, and it's a yisoid that we could all benefit from, appreciate. A mitzvah as measurable as the schar is, that's the max. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for the mitzvah. But the mitzvah, how much you're entitled to that schar that's awaiting for that mitzvah, is only how much you machshiv the mitzvah. How much you machshiv what you're doing. So he says that a rasha, Havadi he does Maisim Tovim. It's inevitable. He has to do some Maisim Tovim. But the Maisim Tovim that he does is without that cheshivas of a mitzvah, without the cheshivas of a tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, he's not machshiv the tzavah, not machshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his limited cheshivas that he attributes to the mitzvah, he deserves limited schar. And that type of schar could be paid back by Olam Hazeh. Shekin, when a tzaddik does a mitzvah, his schar taka, when he's doing the mitzvah, he's with all the kavanis and with all the cheshivas and with all the whatever goes into being Eved Hashem. So faket, with him, his chartak is immeasurable and can only be saved and only can be repaid by Olam Haba. So Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz here too. Ramela, when he sold him, it says, Esav despised the Bukhari, felt that the Bukhari is nothing. So, you know, there's a concept, but did he shavali? So Esav had faket, but did he any shavali? Enech nem for you, the Bukhari might be worth a lot, but for me it's worth chulilah, for me it's worth nothing. That's what Esav said, it's nothing. So taka, it was worth an nezid adoshim. Ramela was no din of a no. Chaim Shmulevitz brings out that who a din when a person is learning. If he gets an interruption in his learning, he gets a phone call or whatever it is, he has a chance to make money on a deal, and he interrupts his learning because of that phone call. Right then, he just tied up. He just gave a price tag to what his learning is. So the next time when he's learning and he's not interrupted, it's true he wasn't interrupted, it's true he learned that Seder. But you see, yesterday when he had the Seder and he was interrupted for a phone call, a chance to make $200, $1,000, whatever it is, right then he gave a price tag that maximum, that's all his learning's worth. Because his learning was worth more than the $1,000, he wouldn't interrupt. So kum tais, in the mail, every time the Chaim Shmulevitz said he'll be learning, he just limited the reward that's awaiting for him. It's a dangerous thing. The Chaim Shmulevitz says you have to be chosh, you have to be pitaka, makshiv in learning, you have to be careful not to sell it short like Esav did the Bechira. I just want to apply to Chosh Mishpat as well. We all are involved, we're all engaged in business of some sort, whether it's in our office or just simple things. We hire Poyolim Keseda, we do business, we shop, we buy. We probably, husband and wife, probably most of the day, here and there, is involved in some type of form of work. So Avada Baruch Hashem, and we hope, we don't look up schuss, that everyone is noy kishur in their business, and it's true, but it's inevitable things will happen. But if a person is machshev choshev mishpat, a person machshev to do tefezach al pi Torah and al pi mitzvah seha, so kum toy say everything he's doing, he just elevated the mundane. Everything that he does in his work, yeah, good. Even if it doesn't involve choshev mishpat per se directly, but whatever he's doing is in the perspective of choshev mishpat and that light in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. So kum toy, he's elevating, he's giving a choshevus to whatever he does that should be done al pi chukei Torah. A person who's not chosh lechus choshev mishpat. So even if grad he happens not to transgress choshev mishpat, let's say most of the time he does everything okay, but it's not with the choshevus that he's trying to fear zach api halacha. It's kafi. Whatever he feels is yashus, whatever determines by him is the right thing to do. So it's a hit and miss. Even if most of the time he's right, let's say, we'll give him down like us, because most of the time he hits and he does it right. But it's not with the cheshivas of Rabbeinu Shel Olam involved. So then kum tais, he's oisik in taivas olam hazeh, he's oisik in his eisik, and he's not oisik in the davar ruchni all the time. And even what he does do right is not with that perspective, not with that price tag of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's mitzvahs. Alright, we're holding in middle actually of Simin Shin Lamed Hey. We're holding in middle of Sif Aleph. Last week we didn't finish Sif Aleph. Just to repeat, which is a yisayi that we keep on repeating, but it's worthwhile again to chaziva, is that when you hire a poel and for some reason the malacha stops in midway, there's an oinus that prevents you from completing the work, or the work is completed through a different avenue, whatever it is, the halachas are with the balbais asapeyana is dependent on how the oinus happened. What was the oinus anticipated or not? If it was azah oinus that both parties could have expected equally or both parties could not have expected equally, then the balabais would be potter. However, if it's azah oinus that the balabais knew more information than the poel did, then the balabais would be chayv to pay. If the poel and the maisa didn't do the malach, he got a day's off, so then it will only be kapal bata. But by yisoid, he's mechayv to pay. That's a simple formula. And tonight we're going to see that formula has its boundaries, and it's tonight, Yetz Hashem, when we do Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, we'll get that much clearer. But right now we're in the middle of Sif Aleph, we're towards the end of actually Sif Aleph in the Ramah, and it talks about a balabayis shesachem melamed. If a balabayis hires a teacher, hires a rebbe, a tutor, a oma, sheyelech etzol kroiv l'nasaisay. He likes the melamed, but he doesn't know how good the Malamed is, and before he wants the Malamed to teach his son, he has a Karev who, yeah, is a Mamcha, it's a Karev who's a Rosh Yeshiva. So do me a favor, go to my Karev, let him fehe you, and if you taka good, then teach my child. If not, then I don't need you. So he told him to go to his Karev to be tested. Now Lamai says he didn't go, and he ended up teaching the child. I don't know how this happened 100%, but he ended up teaching the child without being tested. So now what happens is the machloikas, does he have to get paid or not? The balabai said, look, you never got tested. I didn't know that you were a good rabbi b'chlal. I'm not paying you. And the rabbi tanya saker, I was a good rabbi. That I didn't get tested, no. But lamai says, I am roy to be a malamid. So that's what the Ramah explains. Im yuchu lumod amanar. To test him if he's capable of teaching a job. And he didn't go. And after he went and he taught the child, I'm ready to be tested now. I didn't get tested before. Don't cut me on the technicality. I'll be tested now. I'll go to the yeshiva now and be tested. And if he says that I pass, then you owe me my schar. And he taka pass. Now he has no problem. The eid meyid, and there's an eid achot who's meyid, shlo yada lumarimai. That at the beginning he didn't have the chachma of being a rabbi, he didn't have the skills of being a rabbi, but he learned to experience. Your child was the guinea pig for his training. But lamaisa mitchila, he didn't know how to teach a child. But now, of course, he knows, because he had this experience, that Allah is adin im ha-malamed. The malamed is going to win. Why? Because me'achar she'yedeh achshav, since right now he is capable of teaching the child, so he has a chazaka dahashto, mekminu me'leach chazaka she'yada kvar. If he knows now, the mekminu me'leach chazaka that he already knew from Mamol as well. Either the echot says, and not true, the echot says only now he started to know, but he didn't know from before. So enechnami v'nishba neged eid v'noitos charek. Copy the eid like any other type of when there's a akash of an eid echot, there's a shur, he had to make a shur to be machish the eid echot. And had there not been an eid echot zaktishah, he'd be entitled to the full schar even without a shur. The svar is that when you have, we don't know what happened before, but we definitely have a chazaka dash that he knows how to teach the child. It's not for tonight. The shtela on the chazaka dash is, it's a whole sugi with different simanim. But at least we see it, we're here, we're talking about hilchos of malamdim. So Ramah threw it in, that so too, if you have a malamdim. Now he didn't keep all the terms, because he was supposed to be fehed first. But he says, that's not a ma'akeh for his schar. Havada, that itself is a chiddush too. I told you I'm willing to hire you if you go and you get tested, that you're capable. And he didn't go and get tested. But nevertheless, Lemaisa, why did I want you to get tested? I wanted that you should be capable. If he's capable now, if he could prove that he could teach now, and we can shtel on a chazaka dasha, we could say, assume that he was able to teach all along as well.
If there were two
Edom, if there were two Edom that he was not capable, and he only learned on your child, and a chanami, he'd not be entitled.
Why did you have to say chazaka is not strong in negative?
Right, yeah. A chazaka only says, yeah, that's not going to be a makash. We have Eidecha. Chazaka is in the unknown, push on the chazaka to prove. But Eidecha tells me what happened.
So why do you need to call a chazaka?
Stop. Without an Eidecha, how are you going to be a Maitzi Mamin?
What?
How are you going to be a Maitzi Mamin? No, Rabbi Eidecha, you have a shur, that's very good. But without a chazaka, why should you have to be paid? I don't have to pay you. If you claim that you were right for the job and you deserve payment, and I say, I don't think you were right, so even let's say it's a Bari Veshema, but you're trying to be Mighty Mammon for me, so I won't pay you. But if you have a Chazaka, that the Chazaka says that this is what happened all along. Now, what Shteh's a Chazaka is that now there's an Erechot saying Vaket. So, Klap Yer Erechot, I'll be Machish and I'll take care of the Erech. Now I'm just left with the Chazaka. The Chazaka, the Hashtag. How much can we have a Raya? Go prove that you're right. If you can't prove an economy, you won't get paid.
Why can't you say it's any worse than a Mecca post? The fact that he continued letting him teach is good.
How did he know? He didn't know. He didn't know that he never got tested. I assumed you did what we made up, that you went to my uncle or whatever was a yeshiva to test. I never spoke to a yeshiva. He never told me whether he tested you or not. I assume that if these were the terms of the work, probably you fulfilled the terms. You went to the yeshiva and you got tested. And now, at the end of the year, I find out that you never got tested. So Mamela says, no mechila. And Echanami, if he would know, and we can establish a type of a mechila in Echanami, then we will try to bring that in. But Lamaise is, the case was, he didn't know. He came at the end of the year, wants to pick up his paycheck, and now it was known that he never went and got tested. All right, next halacha. A regular shvu said echot. Whenever you have an erech,
What's the words you said?
The shru is that I was capable of teaching your child mitchilah. Erech said I'm not capable, and I'm swearing against Erech that I am roy. I was roy to teach your child all along. Next halacha. Rav shohayu bi'ir kamashonim. Okay, he'll hire a rav, asked the rav to be their mayorero for many years, and never discussed a salary. V'hayir l'kal, and he did his job. He was talking mayor l'kal. V'achakach, and a couple of years into his term, they said, okay, from now on, we're going to pay you X amount of dollars salary per year. So now the Rav wants to come, after he did, and he signed the contract. And now he wants to come and be Tevea for even the first years that he had not made up any specific salary, any price. He wants a month for that as well. He was Zichel Moichel. Had he not signed the contract for the future, and he was hired to be a Rav, so you have to give him whatever, like every time you hire a poel and you don't discuss how much you're hiring him for, you have to give kapakha shabapoelim, what the going rate is, which we had, we discussed earlier. In Shalom Alp, Shalom Abbas discusses these things, you give kafir minik. But Mashenkin over here, where he went through with the contract, he went through with the contract for the future, that itself is in an implicit mechila that for the past, I'm not looking for any pay. For the future I am, but for the past not. So that is a mechila. The Aruch HaShulchan says he wants.
Okay.
Come on.
I just pushed it. Now I see that I'm not getting anywhere. I have to make sure I get something.
That's for Lahava. So why don't you ask for Lahava also?
Yes,
for Lahava.
They didn't give
him. No. You didn't have. You didn't make a mechila Lahava. You were high stam, and you never discussed pay.
Come.
And he didn't get paid. And all of a sudden, at the third year, I don't know if it makes a difference if the malam, if the rav never mentioned at the time of this contract. By the way, you know, you also owe me for the first 2 years, so it's in a place of mechila. Why are we having a contract for the future and not for the past? So memel, it's a mechila. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha is only he chops down this halacha to size is only bedafka by a rav or a rebbe or something of the sort. Where be'etzem me'ikah din, you're not supposed to be paid altogether. Smani b'chinam avato b'chinam. And the only had to get paid is medin poel batal. Right? It's a loophole to the halacha. Good, it has to be kapal batal. But be'etzem, for the malacha that you're doing, you don't deserve any payment. So mameila, even though maybe you were entitled for, you were taka weren't entitled for a poel batal masha ava, but hayois, you didn't say anything. Hayois, you went and you signed the contract for the future, so you waived this loophole, you waived this chav to try to get payouts of poel batal. But in a chanam, it'll be a regular poel that you're hired to do a job, then he says something like you mentioned, look, I tried to get whatever I can. Let's handle for the future because now I have the upper hand, I have you over the barrel. Let's chotch, let me get, you know, the future under my belt. I know what I'm expecting for pay in the future. And mashallah, I'll take you to Din Torah. I'm not going to raise it now. I don't want to raise, you know, hard terms. You know, mess up my contract for the future. Let me take care of that. And then I'll address mashallah. And Shenkin Be'arov and a Rebbe or these type of jobs that you're supposed to be manim b'chinam, afatah b'chinam, and the only head is I'll pay a bottle. So there he says, and then that's a mechila because you didn't mention it at the time of the contract.
You don't have to actually sign a contract.
Yeah, no, it's just right. Any time that you're done and you make up mikan veilek, so why didn't you discuss mashava? Oh, you could have. All you had to say is, okay, this is for the future, but for the past, we'll still have to negotiate. You know, you just have to keep the back door open. But you didn't even do that. You ignored what happened in mashava, and you're only addressing mashia. So therefore, it's a mechila on the past. Right, because mice is by a pearl bottle, you're not really getting paid for the job that you do. When a Rebbe teaches your child, he's not getting paid for teaching your job. Because the actual teaching is mani b'china ma'afata b'china. He's getting paid because he has to be reimbursed, because had he not committed himself to teach a child, he would have done something else. He would have been in a different line, in a different business, and deserve pay. So you have to pay him for sort of what you agree with him a loss, to have him focus on your child and be committed to your child. But you're not paying for the actual malacha that he's doing. So for that, for trying to reimburse him for what he could have made, that's a mechila. But for actually what he did do, if he's a regular poll that he deserves pay for what he did do, then you're not going to pay him for what he did. You're going to pay him for what he did, then it's not going to be a mechila just because he didn't discuss it.
But the reimbursement, that would be more of like a giraffe.
Well, it's expected, right? The minig is we all pay malamdim, we all pay rabbonim. So he deserves it. It's understood. It's karkok via minig. But since it's not a direct payment, so that's where the mechila will work. All right, let's go weiter. Paul shekibu lov kol oynis. If a Paul is makabel, you have a contract, and the Paul says, look, I'm going to transport these goods. I'm going to get it there no matter what. No matter what the oynis is, you rest assured the goods will be there. Ubo oynis to loishchiyak klal, and such an oynis came that was mamish loishchiyak pata. He need not fulfill the term shamanas kein loyhisman. The Gemara has a case where you hired a person to transport goods with a svina, and you bedafka made up with him that he has to be a makabo kol oynis, no matter what, the goods gotta be there, gotta get there. And what happened was is that they closed off. I guess the Coast Guard in those days closed off. They blockaded that you're not allowed to use the water. You're not allowed to use that route. You'll have to travel by land, which is harder and more difficult and more costly. And the Shaila came about, and some of Marin said, look, you makaba unto the Mitzial, no matter what, get it there. I don't care what you do, stay up 24 hours a day, just get it there. And they tell you, such an oinus we never anticipated, and we're not going to be makabal upon ourselves. And Allah, the Gemara Paskin, the Moraine Paskin, like the Poyalim, that Azoivait is not a chiv. The chiv is only for normal oinsin that are expected or, you know, could be anticipated, but something which is Lushchia cloud that they should blockade and not allow you to transport goods, you know, no boats can pass, that type of oinus is Lushchia cloud. I'm not saying lo yisna. All right. You rent a car, you rent a sus, a horse. Leilik l'makom echod. I need it for the week to go somewhere else. Because holak beiz yomim, you're going for 2 days. Nimlak, you change your mind. V'chazalim koymin. Now you're back in the city, and you still have 6 days left to your lease. Now what are you allowed to do with this sus? What are you allowed to do with this car? Zakter Ramo Yochel Lasus Be'elu V'Avyomim, you're allowed to do in these 6 days in Masus Marsha Yitzu, whatever you want. Askir Be'ir, you're even allowed to hire yourself out as a taxi driver and schlep other people with it. Lohavi Eitzim Osham Loksam Yuchadus Lususim Poisayir, whatever is normal for system to do in that city. AFOP, even though what you end up doing with this sus is Hamalaka Kvedim Neshayna. This malaka is going to be worse, harder, more difficult than the malaka that you anticipate in doing in a different city. And Mamela, we could argue that it wasn't on these terms. The Balabai is only hired out because you're just taking a trip to the other city, but not you're going to schlep with this sus. And now, even though you're staying in the city, but you're schlepping, Adata Dacha Balabai didn't want to rent out his sus for. The halacha is you're allowed to do it. Why? The Nechale, because it's better for the Balabai, Shete Behemtui Be'ir. The vendor doesn't have to travel long distances. He stays in the city. Even if it means he has to schlep, he's going to go far off on a journey. The journey, even though it's a different type of difficulty, right? There's one thing of traveling far away, another thing of schlepping. But in the greater picture, when you measure the two, when you weigh the two, it's more difficult or harder on the sus, more taxing on the source for it to travel far away than if it be local and schlep around.
It's because you measuring the two and it's equal?
No, you're measuring the two and it's comparable, right. No, people know that behemoths sometimes they'll make long journeys, right? They get sick on the way, it's hard for them, it's taxing. So weighing the two difficulties, this outweighs that.
Be a very different car.
Again, a car, also traveling long distances or staying local and doing rounds for yeshiva, you know, delivering.
Well, that's okay. Let's say a guy wants to put a couple of thousand pounds.
One second, I think you're.
I think that you refer to the. Even if he says the melacha kveda is by year. Over here is doing melacha kveda. There's a certain amount of manuchas and nefesh that a person has, a balibos, or the owner of the suit, the owner of a car, the owner of a truck. Rather than be local, just in case something happens, they're local. I'm telling you, versus him going far.
That's what you're mentioning, also something of the sort. All right, I don't know.
It's not saying that it's not more
common. It says straight out.
I hear. Okay, fine. The Urkash you can qualify this halakha. No, as long as it's comparable. The Urkash you can he qualifies this. He says, don't take this too far. It just means a little more kveda. If it's a lot more kveda, you're not allowed to do that, A. And B, he says, this is provided that the balabayis is not moicha. So then you could assume, you have a right to assume, no questions asked, you could assume that it's comparable and you're allowed to do it. But Rabbi says, look, I'm not interested in my car schlepping around boys, yeshiva boys, you know, delivering or whatever it is. I'm not interested in that. That's taco more than I anticipated, and Enacham, he has a right to make that mocha.
Maybe it's something like it's looking good. That's
a,
you can't make
it. Yeah, you go, El is not married, so I can't tell you anything. Sorry? No, you're still entitled. You have a lease for those 8 days. You could do it, but as long as something comparable. If you're doing a melacha kved and a balabai zataka makved, I never want it. You do something light in this city is fine, or go to a different city. That's also fine, but don't do something harder on my animal, harder on my car that I didn't anticipate.
Well, there's no exception to the bar. You can
simply pick up a call. I know. It sounds like you could just neman. That's what it sounds like.
If you didn't make at night what you were doing in the car,
in the suits,
you could do whatever you want.
Ainu Kanami. Okay, but a lot of times there is an understanding. You ask the guy, what are you doing? I'm trying to go there. There is. Hey, Ainu Kanami, depending on the case. Right, he went to go for 8 days, but he didn't mention that he's carrying anything. He's not going to schlep anything. He needed to travel this. He needed a means of transportation. Right.
That
he wasn't schlepping with it. He was only traveling with it. Right, okay. Fine, let's go weiter. Let's do halakha base. Hasaychis apoyol lahavi loy, tatay saifa, lahavi loy shlichus mimokum lamokim. A higher apoyol, some suggest maybe it's even a kablan, some say it's a apoyol. Either way, his job is to, he's a mail carrier, a delivery boy. He has to bring something from one place to another place. So I tell him, go over there and pick something up and then bring it somewhere else. And he went there. The item that he was hired to bring wasn't there. He didn't find it. You still have to pay him. Amai says he traveled there and he traveled back. He did both legs of this journey. The only thing is that he didn't bring back anything with him. He didn't do the second half of the journey. He didn't bring back, let's say, he had to deliver or pick up a check. So you hire a guy in the Diamond District. You say, you know, go down the block, pick up a check and bring it here and deposit it in the bank. Well, so he went and he tried to pick up the check and the guy's not holding by paying. No check to be picked up. So he comes back. He did both legs to the journey of the shlichus of the job. So therefore, noisim loischarim mushalam. You have to pay for wages. Now, Dr. Ramah, Ramah teaches of why, he did whatever he was hired out to do. He did everything that he was hired out to do. So the Sma discusses, why are you paying him k'schara mishulam? The Sma says, that's what the Ramah is trying to teach up. Why are you paying him k'schara mishulam? The Chayish have to pay him only k'poya batal. So on that, the Ramah is answering, he did whatever he was supposed to do. There's no difference to him. Whether he has the letter in his pocket, he has the check in his pocket, he doesn't have the check in his pocket, the Ikka job is to go there and go back. There's no gain. He didn't save anything on the Tircha by not having the check in his pocket. And that's why the Makaba fears ois, we're going to skip over the next Ramah, just I'm going to fear ois, v'mhoye dova kove, but if it was a heavy thing that he was high out to schlep, ma'sheshul alavi, and a chamami, then manakaloi, then you'll have to deduct for the second leg of the journey that he's coming back empty-handed, that it's easier for him, she'enu doima ba'atayin lebarekim. You can't compare someone who has to schlep something back lebarekim when he's coming back empty-handed. Elam kein hu ma'oisim anoshim shadakim l'trek, like we discussed last week, is the type of people who enjoy schlepping, they want to be in shape, movers, and if you're going to give them a day off, they can be out of shape. They don't want to take a discount on the small bottle. And echnami, those type of people, you want to have a discount for small bottle. But in a mala mensch, you take a deduct, have a discount for small bottle. But in the ratio of the machab, which we're talking about a simple case, we're talking about you're hiring to deliver a piece of mail or deliver a check, that's nothing. He doesn't gain anything by coming back empty handed. You have to pay his chorum mishulam. No, so that we had discussed before, then it'll be an oinus, if it's an oinus, and he shouldn't be going. And left it done, did the balabais know more than the poil? If he knew equally, then he talked to be potter. Like every other oinus between a balabais and a poil.
But the welcome,
that means it's really, it's like a car, like, you're here, go there, and come back.
Right.
Well, let's say a car service. Go there, pick up a passenger, and come back.
Right.
Went there, no passenger came back. Doesn't make a difference if the passenger's in the car or not.
Let's say I say, I'm based in Lakewood, car service. Go to Newark, pick him up, take him to Flatbush.
And if he saves part,
and economy,
if he saves a leg on his journey, he'll have to deduct for what he didn't go. The Ramah is only saying, because Harekva also, because he did whatever he had to do. And economy. Well, he didn't yong for coming to your house and having to go back or wherever he has to go back to dispatch, but he didn't go on the next leg.
That's my only payment for the next leg.
I know, but he has to come to your house, right? So
he may have been down the block, he may have been 10 miles away. I don't pay for that.
Then you'll have to down that, how much you took him out of his way and how much work he did for you. And if there's a scholar's malacha, we discussed that you'd be chai that was in Shinlam and Gimel, and you're not an oinus for forgetting, that's a pshin on your part, so then you talk to be chai, maybe even the whole price, whatever, you'll have to pay kabobot on the second half of the journey, but you'd be chai, you're not an oinus. Here we're talking about where there is an oinus, your guy forgetting is not an oinus. Here we're talking about clearly it's an oinus, but nevertheless, you'll have to pay him for what he did. Now, Zok to Nesivis, and Nesivis has a different chat in this man, it's a very sadistic in Nesivis. His mamish at the end of like Shinlamahe talks about all these dinim of einsim which prevent you from finishing the job, and here comes the nesivis. It's a very sadistic nesivis. He says the following. He says that what Ramo is coming to Bavon, which really is a magad mission, what the magad mission was coming to Bavon is something entirely different. The case over here was talking about that there was an einis, and it was an einis that both parties equally could not have entertained, or should not have entertained. And all is equal. And we know that until now, we kept on being pumped this formula. Every time that there's an oinus, that both parties are equal, when all is equal, the balabais is potter. So why all of a sudden, in this halacha, do you have to pay schar mishulam? Why am I paying the guy at all? It was an oinus. We both didn't know. We thought that the check was there. We both didn't know that the check wasn't there. We're both equally an oinus. Why am I paying? Why is the balabais paying the pile at all? To address that kasha, the Ramah, which is the Rav Magid, says the Rekva also shlich shlichusay, because the shlich did his job. What does that mean? Zok to Nesivis are following Yisoid. Those halachas that we've been learning till now, that Yipata is only a mashayiyah, only on the Osir. Yipata in the future for the job that was not performed, for the second half of the day that you couldn't irrigate the field, because, or the second half of the day that you couldn't plow the field, for the Rebbe who couldn't teach the child further. You always pata a mashayiya, because when all is equal, that's it. The job terminated here because of the dainis. But what you did do, and you did it on the say-so of the balabais, on his instruction, he told you, go pick up a letter. And you did it, but the sifas have landed the balabais is chai for that. You did what he told you to do. Just like if he would tell you to pay somebody on his behalf, you were moitzi mamen apiv, he's chayv to reimburse you. So to moitzi pula apiv, moitzi your time apiv, moitzi your tircha apiv. I went there because he told me to go there. He instructed me to go there. I did what he told me to do. There, you're not going to be able to have a hetzah. There's no tour. Oh, well, zainis and nothing happened, the balabai should be potter. It's not true. There, if I did what the balabai instructed me to do, whatever I did, avad, you're going to be chayv to pay me. Memeila zakt in the siva is the reason why here you're paying skarim mishulam is because I did everything. Harei kvar osa shlich shechusa. I did whatever the balabai told me to do. I went there and I went back. Obviously, if I'm there, I have to get back. So I did both legs of the journey, of the whole job. So Mameli, you got to pay me. I was an oinis, and the Balabais gained nothing from it, and it was an equally unaware. We both couldn't have known, or we both could have known. Doesn't make a difference. If I did the job, whatever I did do, Avad Yechayv to pay me. So he says, the Kinesivs, and he puts one more Tanai. He qualifies this. This is, of course, if the oinis is machmas the Balabais. If what happened, why the malacha wasn't completed, is because the balabai, so to speak, didn't fulfill his part of the deal. Means he told me to pick up a check, I don't have to produce the check. He told me to pick up the check. The check's not here, it's his problem. I'm ready still to pick up the check. If you get the check there, I'll gladly go pick up the check and bring it back. So I'm prepared to do my malacha, and I did whatever he instructed me to do. So since I fulfilled his wishes, he has to pay me for what I did. It'll be something that the shliach was an oinus for. Let's say Chulila, he became an oval and he can't complete the job, and now he wants to tell the Balabais, but Chotcha went halfway. No, that's different. That the Balabais will be part of, because Balabais says, look, it was an oinus, I don't have to pay you a mash a year because we were both equally unaware. Elam nene, I wasn't nene at all for what you did going halfway and not picking up the check. I gained nothing from that. I mention that because there are halakas by Zchiyus Chamor that if you gain something for what he did, I thought you have to give him for what he did. But if you gain nothing for what he did, so nana, I got nothing. Oinus, I got nothing. Elamai, you want to tell me, but you did what I told you. But if it's something that is an oinus, nakos abalabayit, I sent him to go pick up a check, and it's not his fault that the check's not there, then avada, whatever he deserves to be repaid for. He deserves, the memela, in this case, that he did everything, he deserves to be paid fully. That's
how is that different than what we were saying before, in the regular shot?
I didn't say different. The Nesivus is qualifying something that we never learned till now. He's saying a major yisayit. He's saying that whenever a poel does the instructions of Alabais, he fulfills his instruction, he deserves to get paid, provided the reason why the job didn't meet its objective is because of the Balabais. The check wasn't delivered because of Balabais' problem. There was no check to be delivered. But I did whatever I was capable of doing, I did, so Mimela deserved to get paid.
You have to do making sure that they're looking?
Whatever he was told to do. In that case, he was told to go and pick up a check. He went in.
Yeah, that's it. They have to go to the next door, maybe to the wrong address.
Whatever is considered, Hakol Kafi HaMinach, whatever is considered part of the terms of the agreement. But we'll get this. Let's go on to the next Ramah. We'll see this clear. There's a Tosefta. There's a whole Shai Ladderman of the next Ramah. And this will be played out again. And probably you'll get a better understanding in your Shai as well. All right, let's move on to the next, to the Ramah. Ramah is another case. Avon. However, Dr. Ramah, im shalach shliach migeres, I sent the shliach with a letter to be delivered to a person in the next town. And the person who was supposed to be delivered to was found. Now let's take the second shot of Isma, which is that the Balabais himself found the recipient. So now I don't need the shlichus. I sent a message with this courier to tell this guy that, you know, I'm inviting him to my son's bris next week. Now I don't need the shlich to deliver that message because I myself bumped into the guy, my friend. I said, you know, I'm making a bris next week. Come, that's it. So now I don't need the shlich at all. So now there was an oinus, a degree of an oinus Ramah holds, is because now I don't need the shlich because I only hired him to deliver the message. Of course, I needed to get the message across. The Balabais wasn't here, but now I don't need that because I bumped into my friend myself, so there's an oinus, the chaza, and so I brought back the shliach. I told the shliach, don't bother going. It's ain le shliach lam. You don't have to pay the shliach at all. Elam kain, unless havelu balabais leidav aloi le shliach. Unless the balabais knew more information than the shliach. He knew that a friend sometimes comes to the city and he might meet up with his friend, and the shliach was unaware of that, so it was a type of oinus that the balabais knew more than the shliach, and then he's chayv to pay, like we keep on saying. But if they both equally were unaware of that, then he'd be potter. But in that case, where he knew more information, but where the Balabais was equal with the poel, he both didn't expect his friend to come to the city, in such a case, the Rambam paskens that the Balabais is potter, because it's an oinus, we both didn't know about it, tough luck, we'll be potter. Here he didn't do. I stopped him in mid-track. I cut him off in the middle of the way.
He never went.
He went halfway. It was chazan. He was on the way and he stopped in the middle and I cut him off. I told him not go through. So Ramah. Sorry?
The chazan means
said he went part of the way, then he called the bet.
Correct. But he didn't complete his journey. Mashen came, apparently they're mohos, Mashen came to Reisha, where he went the full way and came back. And it's man, everybody, Sma, Taz, I mean, all the Mavajim Bach, everybody blasted Ramah and said that this can't be the Pshat. This can't, it's not true. It's not true in Halacha, and it can't be Pshat. And Ramah is trying to. Sorry? But it was annoying. It was annoying. I don't need the Shlichas anymore. So. But the Sma asked from the Ramah that who cares it was annoying in midway, but Chotch, for what he did do, he deserves to get paid. Just like the Mechabit case, where he went full way. He deserves to get paid because Masha Harikva also Shlik Shlikusai. So if he went halfway, he should deserve to get paid halfway. And let's just explain it with the Nesivis Hesvara, is because he did everything he was supposed to do. The Oinus wasn't the Shlik's fault. The Shlik's still prepared to deliver the message to the next town. The Balabais, who doesn't need the message to be delivered anymore. So Chosh, for what he did do, he should get paid.
Grandma doesn't say anything anyway.
Who is Chazan? Means he can't be Chazan unless he went, right? So he went, the Chazan, he came back.
What's going on? The Balabais found the guy and he was Chazan on the
No, it's ah, here. All right. But the Mashmoy says it's coming from a Mordechai. The Mashmoy says that he went, was already on the way and he was pulled back. And the Mordechai says the Lashon that on the journey, Bemta Derech, Matza Tagar. He found the taga. So the Ramah types up the Mordechai to mean a taga means a soicher, which means your friend. Apparently you're sending a message to your partner or whatever it is, to your business associate. And Mamela, you found him, you don't need the message to be delivered.
So who is
Matza Tagar? So the Shaila Sma says, let's even give the Ramah the benefit of the doubt. It means that the Meshaleach found the...
Why is it any different than the case we had with the Nar? The Noah overflowed.
No, that would be, yeah, that's why I'm giving the Ramah benefit of the doubt. Had it be that the Shliach found the friend, then it should be like that Noah case or something similar, that his job was completed and he had a mazel to find the guy earlier and the Chay should have to pay him. That's why everyone jumps. Even Tzmat says, I'm willing to give the Ramah that's talking about Matzah means that the Meshaleach found him, not the Shliach. The Shliach really wasn't helpful at all. I didn't need him. But nevertheless, Frech Tzmat, a Chot you should have to give, Chatzia Derek, everyone has, Chot you have to give for what he did do. He went halfway, you could give him for that. Sorry? No, they're trying to save. I'm saying the Mordechai, where he's coming from, says, he found the Targum. So the Ramah said Targum means the Seichel, which is your friend. And everyone says, what is Pshat? Case was, Targum is a Lashon. It's a Lashon in Gemara. Shbam has a Lashon. Targum means you found a conflict, you found war. There was a war zone, I couldn't get through, or you found even soldiers. You might have met up with soldiers, they might have attacked you. You have to know how I could take the thing. But it's definitely, the Shliach was on the way, and the Shliach bumped into a Tagar. And he could not complete the job, because his onus in the middle way. That's it. There's no flights going to Israel, there's no flights going to this war zone, whatever it is. He can't go. So now there's an onus that prevents him from completing his job. And on that, the Sma says, this halacha, that since the shliach was hired to do the job, and it was an oinus that both parties did not know. And we have the formula: whenever both parties can't know, the balabais would be a potter. Are you going to tell? And the balabais gained nothing; he wasn't nene at all from the fact that he went halfway and came back. So you won't even have that chid. Are you going to tell me Chotchi went halfway? I wasn't nene, and it's your fault, so to speak. It's an oinus that you can't complete the job. Mitzad me, my friend's still waiting for the message, and I would love the message to be delivered. It's mitzad the shliach, I mean, even though it's not his fault, but it's something that prevents the shliach from fulfilling his part of the contract, his part of the agreement, that he has to deliver the letter, and he can, so mamela, I don't have to pay him. The shliach did nothing for me. If the shliach did nothing for me, it's an oinus, I don't have to pay him at all.
What if you like Marcus
Medina? Oh, very good question. We're going to get to. 1 second. That's what the Sma says. The Sma says, now the Bach says something very similar, but he says instead of that the Taga prevented him from fulfilling the journey, from completing the journey, a Taga means he met up with a soldier, and the soldier mugged him and took away the letter. So now he was nana that he can't complete the journey. It was an oinus. So the Balabais gains nothing from his job, and it's the Mordechai Taga brings that halacha, that Kozman, you're not nana at all, and it's an oinus that they were both equally unaware of, couldn't have entertained, the Balabais would be potter. Comes along the guy's Mordechai and asks the Kasha and the Mordechai that why is this halakha different? We have a Gemara that says that you hire a shliach to bring shkolim to the Beit HaMikdash. Shalchu shaklim the Beit HaMikdash. And on the way, the shliach loses the shkolim. He loses it. So now, what is he doing? He can't complete the job. He didn't help me at all. And nevertheless, states in the Gemara, or at least the Havim in the Gemara, was a tzad in the Gemara, that the shliach deserves to get paid for what, you know, for the leg of the journey that he did complete. So he went halfway, and then he lost the shekel. He deserves half pay. Three quarters, he deserves three quarters pay. And over there too, it was an oinus. God, it might have been even a pshia. Okay, the Gemara discussed that, but let's even say it's an oinus. I didn't have any hana. And that's it. So why should I have to pay? What's the chiluk between this case of the Mordechai and the case of the Gemara? And the guy's Mordechai says, unless you tell me that over there, Chosh the shliach did the mishaleach a benefit from the hana of a mitzvah, that he was trying to do a mitzvah, even though it's also the other, they get schar for the tikh, for the shtadlus, so too, the shtadlus that the shliach does, is for the balabaita's account, for the mishaleach. Mishaleach gets schar, neilam haba, for trying to deliver the shekel. So neilam, for that hano that he benefits, he deserves to get paid for that leg of the journey. But it's tzarechin to make that chilek, and he has a problem with this Mordechai. On that, the Nesiva says, vaita with ishtekotoy. Nesiva says a beautiful, an eye opener. Nesiva says that there's a major chiluk between the two cases. In our case, Dr. Samad's talking about whether the war and the shliach cannot fulfill his job, cannot complete his mission. So yes, he's trying to deliver something. They can't deliver it. It's an oinus of the poil. That's it. You didn't do the job. I didn't benefit. It was an oinus, equal oinus. You're off. I'm off the hook. I'm not going to pay you. The case of the Gemara Shoshok Eshekleyan. The poel, the shliach, is still prepared to complete the job. Give him another shekel who complete the job. Now, of course, he was at fault for losing it, but let the Gemara address it. But pretend he wasn't at fault for the actual loss of the shekel. So now, who is the one who is preventing from the job from being completed? It's the balabais. The balabais doesn't have the shekel anymore to have the mission completed. But mitzad the poel is ready to do the malacha. It's like the case of the Mechaba, hired a poel to pick up an envelope and bring it back. The poel's ready to do it, even went there, went back. Whatever he did, he deserves to get paid. Whatever he did, appear the instruction of the balabais, he did that malach, he deserves to get paid. The fact that the malach is not able to be finished, that's the balabais upon, because he's not providing me anymore with the malach. He wasn't providing me with the letter, he wasn't providing me with the shekel, it's his problem. So even though, yes, it's an equal oneness, and yes, he'll be part of for the future that I didn't do, but for what I did do, I deserve to get paid, because I did it alpi tzivuyav. Again, that's the nesivus hashita. Calls man, you do something alpi tzivuyav of the balabais, even though there's an equal oneness, you deserve to get paid, even though there's no benefit whatsoever. I deserve to get paid.
Why not have the same thing? I'm ready to go. The poor balabais has a soldier standing in my way.
Babais has no soldier. Babais doesn't care if you fly there too. You want to fly there, fly over the soldier, make a shame on the first. I don't care. I know that I have a job to be completed. You have a purpose. You have a letter to be delivered. Deliver it. I don't care how you deliver it. You can't figure out a way how to overpower the soldier. Okay, it's your problem. I'm ready to complete the job. You're not ready to complete the job. Now, I don't blame you. You're talking an oinus. But it's an oinus that's on your half of the deal. It's an oinus that's preventing you from completing your terms of the agreement. No, the shekel is the shliach. When I gave it to you at initially, I thought I had the shekel. But now that the shekel is lost, now, why isn't the job being done? The shliach says, look, I'm ready to do the job.
No,
the shliach lost the shekel, so that's finished with. Now, the shliach says, I'm still prepared to complete the job. I'm still willing to deliver you another shekel for you. You still have a chiv to be my...
I gave him that shekel.
So that shekel got me halfway.
Get this shekel to there.
So again, forget the fact that he was a peshel. Let's say it was a complete oinus that it was never the shekel from him.
If I say, here, this shekel, take a good look at this shekel.
So what? No, the job is to deliver a shekel. It will be this shekel we can start talking about. There's a Gemara about Sfina Zu and Yain Zu, but that wasn't the case. In Gemara's case, was I was shekel or shekelim. My job is to deliver a shekel. I'll gladly complete the job for you. You don't want to give me another shekel? Tough luck. You want to give me another shekel? I'll do the job. You don't want to give me another shekel? I have no problem with that. I could appreciate the oinus that you're going through. I understand you can't afford another shekel, but you got to pay me for the job that I did. I did something on your behalf, so I deserve to get paid. Oh, very good. Kumdoi said that's a major enough community in this man the Bach. If the pshat is like this man, that he couldn't just pass the border because they don't let him go out of the country, or there's a soldier blocking him, say, Nechanami, it's the shliach who's not completing his job. But if the pshat would be like the Bach,
that the letter was stolen from him, but Be'etim he could go, so he can go back to Baba. Give me another letter. I'll gladly deliver another letter for you. And the Chanamin and the Nesivis Teretz won't work. And the Tila L'David points it out that the Nesivis Teretz is not going to work for the Bach. It's only going to work for the Tzma. So you see, L'chayre, that the Bach doesn't hold of this Chap, that when it's lost, it's viewed as a Oynis to Balabais. But Nesivis is touching up the Tzma, but that, and the Chanamin, that will not work for the Bach. Very good. But you see, L'chayre, from the simple reading of the Ramah, and Ramah didn't have this pet altogether, Ramah held, and let's learn that it was halfway, and the oinus happened, and you call the guy back, the Ramah holds that you potter in Gansin. It was something that the Shlich did on your behalf, and L'chayre should be get paid, and it's oinus that the Balabais is preventing it from being completed. Nevertheless, the Ramah holds, as the regular halachas, that you potter. You don't get paid for anything. The Sivis L'chayre is, I mean, everyone argues to Ramah. I'm just saying that, especially the Lumbus and the Sivis is arguing with the Ramah, the Sivis holds that you deserve to get paid provided you do something with the instruction of the Bala Bais. There are no excuses. If I do something on your behalf, I deserve to get paid. Which is a very, you say, second Sivis. How do we pass until David Blake's Ishtakot Sarachin? Because he has a problem with the Bach. Everyone argues with the Ramah. So I'm not so afraid of the Ramah. The Shah is how the Bach plays the Velt. Maybe you can Mechalik, that when it's lost in the middle of the way, it's not considered, you know, you can argue with the Sivis. Maybe then, that's where he's arguing with the Sma, whether it's considered onus of Balabais or not. But the Yisoid and the Sivis, and I is in the Yisoid, whatever you do on my behalf, and it's my problem that you're not finishing the job, even though it's an equal onus, at least I have to pay it for what you did do. That's,
but in Shkolim then, I should be able to do that. I lost a shekel in halfway. I know you're not going to pay me if I don't go. I'm going to keep going, and then I'm going to turn around.
No, no, I don't. You know,
I'm ready to do the job. No, I did the job.
I have no problem ready to do the job, but going without a shekel in your pocket is not even my job. I have no problem. You can go on vacation too. I only have to pay for the shlichah that you're doing for me. Going after you don't have the shekel on your back is not for me. It's your own sake.
Once you could be
mechalak,
I mean,
no, you're not doing it for me. Because when you have the shekel, you're working for me, so I have to pay you. When you don't have the shekel, you're not working for me, I don't have to pay you. Let me do one more halacha, and we'll get back for another major shalal halacha, which plays itself out with this nesivis. That's the next halacha, Sif Gimel. You hired a person to bring apples or medicine for a chayla. V'holach, Nitaka went. V'hevi, Nitaka brought it back. Go to the pharmacy, pick something up for me. Rachmala told him, Matzah Shemes. And the chayla doesn't need the medicine anymore. Or Faket, Oisha Hivri, Faketi, Bokshan, he got better, he doesn't need the medicine. The Knesset Agdoyla says, well, Stam, the chayla refuses to take the medicine. Peshit, he doesn't want to take this medicine, whatever his cheshbain is all. So Yoimiloi, the Balbais can't tell the Shliach, told my Shavas of Iskarko, just keep the medicine, but I'm not paying you because I didn't benefit from what you did for me, because the Chayla didn't use the medicine, and the Naisimloi called Skara, you have to pay him full Skar, the Chenko, Kyatabah, similar Lumdis. He did the job that he was hired out to do. He went there, he came back, he brought the medicine, everything he did. The fact that the Chayla doesn't want to take the medicine, it's not his fault. You know, he can bring the camel to the water, he can't force it to drink. It's not my problem. I did the job that I was hired out for. The job was to pick up the medicine and deliver it. I did my job, I deserve to get paid. Which L'chayre plays itself out with the same numbers. Now, whatever.
But
does that have shine to
the
law
that even though we both knew
that it has to be, I guess, you want to bring the halakha that if it was some, it doesn't make a difference. One second, I'm going to jump again. Even if it would be an equal oinus, so what? Lamai says you did the job what you were capable of doing. The only two choices, either they're both equal or the bais knew more. So either way, he's chayv. You mean, what would be a case if the pole somehow knew more and the bais didn't know? No, no, they don't discuss that. But in a normal case, even if they're both equally oinus, when normally about bais is potter, here he's chayv because you did the job that you hired out to do. So you're zikha going to be chayv. Now the Maisis is a case in the Tesefta. The Tesefta, it's Yeshami, that brings down the following halacha. What happens if you hired the guy to bring medicine, and he went, and he couldn't find the medicine? Sorry? No, you hired a guy to go to the next town, pick up this and this medicine. He goes in, he can't find the medicine. Bring me, I need Tylenol. Get me Tylenol. And I'm paying you $20 to get me Tylenol. And the guy tries, can't find any Tylenol, comes back empty-handed. Do you have to pay him or not? Very good. Well, Tzibbe is a really good bite on that, but Tzibbe, the Yishami has more. So let me just say both Dinam and the Yishami. The Yishami says the following, that if I hired the person to pick up medicine, didn't tell him where, I just said get medicine, and he comes back empty-handed, I don't have to pay him. But if I hire the guy to get medicine from that pharmacy and he goes to that pharmacy and there's no medicine, then I have to pay him. So the second of these is like halacha base. I hired a person, to go there. He went there and he couldn't find what he was instructed to bring. So look, he did his job, he tried his best, you have to pay him. The racial ishami is a chiddush that we don't see, and the racial is talking about, we hired a guy to pick up medicine, bring me medicine. I didn't tell him, pumped in that pharmacy. He went, couldn't find any medicine, came back empty, ended there on pata. What's the chiddush between the two cases? That's when you can clarify shayla. Everyone has a shayla. You hire a car mechanic, you bring your car in, your car's not working, you go give it to the mechanic, he tries to find something, he can't find the problem, the bill is $150, he spent 4 hours trying to find the problem. This is the bill. Do you have to pay him? Look, he didn't. I benefited nothing for his tircha. It was an oinus that we equally couldn't entertain that the car is not fixable, it's difficult to find. Do I have to pay him or not? So the chayra, if you're going to use the lumnus of the nesivis, let's go back to the car mechanics case. The chayra, like the nesivis, you would be chayv to pay. Because even though it was an oinus that they equally were unaware of or couldn't entertain or maybe could entertain, and I benefited nothing, but since you did whatever I instructed you to do, you tried your best, you tried to find the problem, and you couldn't find the problem, so therefore I would have to pay for at least the hours that you put in. Well, you hired a guy. If you talk a field that he was capable, a normal poel would have been capable of finding, and he was a pesheya and a chenami, or for some reason he was lacking and a chenami, I wouldn't have to pay him. But in a normal situation, I don't know if you have to assume that there's this problem. You have a case the Gemara brings down. You hired a person to be matzo yechamar. Your chamar fell into a river, and you hired yard lahatzavol yitzel. You deserve to be paid. So the nesivis, based on his lumnus, he deserved to pay. It was an oinus, equal oinus, and I had benefited nothing for you trying, but you didn't bring me back my chamar. The chamar ended up drowning. So the nesivis, you hired out to do a job. You tried your best to do that job. As long as you're not a peshe, you deserve to get paid for what, at least for the tircha that you did. And the chanami, if the reason why you weren't capable of saving the chamar was not the chamar's fault, not because the chamar was beyond being saved, was because the pearl didn't swim as good as he should have, or whatever it was, in a chami, then we could not paying the pile. But in a normal situation, he tried his best, he would have to pay. That should come out like the nesivis. There are a lot of hainta gachuvis on these type of situations with car mechanics. Any type of person, you bring you have a broken computer and you bring it in someone to fix and you can't fix it. All these things are, there are a lot of chuvis with manenu. Lechay, like the nesivis, is a dava pashut. As long as the guy wasn't a pesheya, you would have to pay him for what he did. And a chami, if you want to argue with the nesivis, okay, then I hear the shayla. Because when you go within the sivis, your zikr should have to pay him. It could be that's from Yishalmi as well. When I hire a person to pick up medicine from a specific store, and he goes in and comes back empty-handed, he tried his best, he did what he was supposed to do, I'll pay my instructions, I'm not going to have to pay him. But if I hire a person, stam, go bring medicine, I didn't say that store, and you decided to go to this pharmacy, and this pharmacy didn't have medicine, mitad me, go to a different pharmacy. It's not considered that it's my fault, so to speak. It's not considered that it's an oinus to bala bayis that the job wasn't done. If I tell you go there and there's nothing there, say it's oinus to bala bayis, because the reason why this mission is not being completed is because of the bala bayis' fault, because there's nothing there. But if I tell you go find medicine, and you went to this pharmacy, you should have gone to a different pharmacy. You went to that pharmacy, maybe call it a third pharmacy. You should have gone to a different city to get the medicine. I didn't specify which pharmacy, so I didn't tell you where, so it's not my problem. There are tapuchim in the world. There is medicine in the world. I mean, if you tell me that there's a penicillin vaccination that they ran out of, whatever it is.
It's not a novi to know where it is.
And a chanami. But it's not an oinus. He didn't do. I told him to hire to bring medicine. The fact that it was mishtadl was very nice. But I could hear very stark that even though he didn't know mishtadl, and even though Avandi is an oinus, and I don't blame him for it, but the oinus is his problem. He made the wrong guess. He should have gone to the west and he went to the east. That's not my problem. There is medicine to be gotten. It's not my problem. You, as a poet, are capable of bringing me medicine. And Anir, you made an educated guess and you assumed it's going to be there and it wasn't there and you're an oinus. But the oinus prevents you from completing your mission. It's your oinus. It's your headache. I don't have to pay you for something that is an equal oinus and I had no enough from if it's your problem. But if it's my problem, if the reason why you're not completing the job is because I'm not letting you complete the job, like the case of Schlichter, then I would have to pay him.
My chief wants to bring medicine, he didn't bring medicine, even though he went everywhere that medicine could be found.
But if you try, I mean, what?
The shliach was, I told to bring back, he didn't bring back, he didn't do the shliach.
Okay, there is God, maybe what you mean to say is that there's a halakha we had before in Shilam Adalet, based on the Chumas Hadesh, like there's Yayin Stam, Yayin Zu, so you could say, you can maybe make it simple. If I tell you, go there, say Nechanam, you went there, you did your job. If I tell you, I hire you Stam, and you went there, I loved up, you should have gone there, you should have gone somewhere else, and you didn't do the job, it means, Kapish Maya Gai, you were supposed to go to a different pharmacy. Kum Tois, you weren't doing anything for me by going there, and wasn't part of your job, and Nechanam, maybe that would be the Pshat in the Yajami. Even better, Zazayin.
Everywhere that
he went everywhere and it was still not Rigan, it was a total illness. And there's no medicine in the world. Let's mind the politics
in town.
And we'll go to the next town.
Yeah, but if somebody says, I'll pay you $20 to get you medicine, I think it's automatic that he's not assuming that he's going to New York to get the medicine. He's assuming that he's going within a reasonable...
Fine. If there's no medicine to be gotten in the entire town, and it was assumed that he was only mechuyev to get medicine from Lakewood, then in Echanami, L'chayra, he tried his best, he did all his jobs that he was supposed to do, up Pitzavuy of the Balabais, who was an oinus that they're equally unaware of, so Huki the Balabais was a nene, but he did up Pitzavuy of, he would have to be paid for the tircha that he did. Assuming that it doesn't take any more tircha, bringing back medicine, or coming back empty-handed, and the Kanami, it's a davakal, you have to pay him full price. If, sorry, what?
If you
I hide
medicine.
I mean, we can start hunting those. That might play a role depending on the tourism. But at least getting back to a mechanic or a technician, anytime you bring something to someone to fix, or you bring a plumber down to your house, or you bring someone to fix your washing machine and he tries his best and he can't fix it, look, it was a noisy both equally. Entertained or didn't entertain, and he was an oinus, and even though you weren't nene, you look, you should have to pay. But in the thief, you would have to pay.
You think that he knows, but he doesn't know as much as you think he knows.
I know he's an imposter. He's been in this line for 10 years. So he should have gone to the mumcha then. Why do you go to this guy? If you're an imposter, right? If it's something, put it this way. If you bring it to another mechanic, who has a comparable reputation, who's considered, you know, in the same class, and you bring it to someone else, and he does know what the problem is, so that would be a riot that this first one was botched up, then in a Kanami, it's his priya. But if we can entertain or assume that he did what he was supposed to do, he tried his best, you know, I guess there's a, you know, steps. He's supposed to first check for that, he checked for that, and he checked for whatever he was supposed to
do. He did it, doesn't help.
The question is,
but is a such a mechanic supposed to know? Right, right. You go to there's a $100 lawyer and there's a $500 lawyer. I went to a $100 lawyer and I asked him to structure this complex type of structure, a partnership. He tried his best, can't do it. He's sending me a bill. Well, look, that's the person you went to. You went to someone who it's beyond his comprehension. But if you went to the mumka, you can't expect $500 malacha for $100 pay. Right, so you're going to that class. So his reputation, the class that he's in, if you're supposed to know what to do, he's supposed to finish a job, then in a chanam, you're right. But if he wasn't supposed to, he tried his best, he was an oinus, you're going to have to pay.
You can basically check the if he did something that he should have followed.
How have to
fear oist of dying, every single case. Okay, I just want to fear oist something someone mentioned about what happened to Makas Medina. So the case of the Sma was, I hired him, I sent him to bring the shlichas, and it was a target, there was a war. It's not his fault, but it wasn't a specific oinus that was in his way. It's an oinus for every kazer, for anyone going there, it's an oinus. So l'chayi chav alocha Makas Medina, we had in a previous year that by Makas Medina, many poskim hold that you automatically have to pay the poil. It doesn't have the regular gedarm, the regular dynamics of oinus, equal oinus, not equal oinus. Once it's a Makas Medina, the poil deserves to get paid. So over here too, l'chayi, once it's a Makas Medina, you should have to pay him. So the smell is, she tells you, not a problem, because the smell argues with Ramah, and he holds by Makas Medina, you don't deserve to get paid. The problem is that the Taz says over this man, and the Taz over there taka holds like the Ramah that a Makas Medina you automatically have to get paid. So the Chayit taka shre. I don't have a Taz says the Chayit. If it's a Makas Medina, what's the Taz saying that he doesn't get paid? The Chayit says they have to get paid. Who cares? The eagle on his money doesn't make a difference. Once it's a Makas Medina, you automatically have to get paid. We had a story which once discussed. I just want to repeat the story here and theorize with the story is that we had a case in the summer that someone was making a bris on Friday. in Lakewood, and his mother was living in Manhattan. It was on that notorious Thursday that there was a major blackout, and the car service went to New York and was sitting by the tunnel, wasn't allowed into Manhattan for 3 hours because they closed all the bridges, all the tunnels to get in because based on the blackout. And now the car service comes back, spent even more time than he would have had he gone and come back, and Zmanin de Balabai is paying me. And the rabbi says, look, very nice you to him, I feel bad for you, but my mother's not here. And end up, his mother didn't come for the bris because she couldn't get here. And that was the shayla. The shayla came to us. So l'chayr, based on this hummus, it was something that the rabbi wasn't nene from the fact that he was sitting by the tunnel. He had no ano from that. It was an oinus, mamish l'shchir, that they both could not have entertained that there's going to be this once in 25-year blackout in New York that's closing tunnels. So they're equally unaware of this oinus. No, but the only thing you have left is to don this nesivis. Is that maybe chutz, because you acted on my behalf, I should have to pay you. So let's down. Why is there an oinus? So the Baba says, look, my mother, Baksham, is still alive. The bris is still on. So I don't have the problem. You have the problem that you can't get pick up my mother and go to my mother and bring you here. So it's your oinus. It's an oinus to pass. I'm a male. The Baba says, would be part of. As true as Adin, I know I'm not going to the flimishers, and when you're dealing with Poilim, the Gemara discusses the flimishers Adin. But Minadim, the Baba says, would be part of. From all accounts, the Baba says, it's not at fault. It was a ninus. He didn't have a non. It was a ninus of Paul. He should be potter based on this nesivis. Oh, but if you, that's why I put it in. But if you're down, it's Marcus Medina. So we totally on this man neshak. I discussed in the previous year that Marcus Medina, some say that says he doesn't know what to do la ma'isa, and he always advises the baledin to be mafashin. So nechanami, based on that Marcus Medina, maybe you should have to be mafashin. Call to a good talk.
Other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.